You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
Paparazzi, hidden behind small dominations of the air, but then
forests are essential ecosystems, mitigating for climate breakdown, cooling the planet, and preserving the wondrous diversity of life. Yet, they are being destroyed at an alarming rate. Here in the Kulin Nations, logging continues, increasing risk of both fires and floods. The Bob Brown Foundation is calling a national day of action, the March in March for Forests. In Naam, join us on Sunday, the 22nd of March at 11 a.m. in Parliament Gardens to demand the protection for native forests. Go to marchforforests.org for all the details, including how to volunteer. March for Forests, Sunday, the 22nd of March at 11 a.m.
A 3CR supporter.
Hello and welcome to Rotations with me, Maisie, and my lovely co-host, Gracie. We're bringing you a very special Music Matters Revival episode today.
Woo!
Yeah, it's so nice to be back in the studio with you, Gracie.
Yeah, very good to have you back. It's been too long. It's even been a while for me since I've been in the studio.
Yeah, me too. I've been in a bit lately, but it's different to be doing it in the middle of the day about new stuff, and yeah, it's a lot more fresh. Yeah.
It is. Have you been catching any of the recent Music Matters episodes with Bella and Sophie and Mars with Joe?
Not enough, unfortunately. But yeah, I've heard bits and pieces, and I mean, it's certain the show's in great hands.
Oh, it's in really good hands. It's in good hands. I miss those guys. But tune in, listener, to Music Matters on a Friday afternoon, 12 to 2. It's a really good one.
Yeah. So I think the way we're going to run this is I'll MC for the first half of the show and then you'll take over second half. So the song I opened with was from Exec's new album released on Friday. Although that single was released back in January, that track was called Visiting Dust Bunnies. And they are playing a show on the 14th at the Curtain. If you are keen to catch them live, I think they are from Brisbane. So it's a rare chance that you get to catch them in Melbourne. Definitely grab tickets, I would say, because they are getting very, very popular. Up next, I'm going to play a band that I sadly missed out on seeing a couple of weeks ago, but they have a new album out, hopefully some gigs coming up soon, but none announced yet. This track comes from the album The Apartment. It's called Shortchanged by Snowy Band. Thank you.
I'm You're listening to 3CR, an apartheid-free zone. 3CR's Committee of Management has passed a declaration formalising our commitment to a free Palestine. As an apartheid-free zone, we're committed to boycotting Israel's regime of oppression. We stand firmly against apartheid in Palestine and encourage other organisations to join us in this struggle. Visit our website to read the full declaration and learn more about our commitment to justice and liberation for Palestine and the apartheid-free zone movement.
Did you know that Western Sahara is Africa's last colony? The issue of Western Sahara was raised in the Eddie Mabo case referencing Terra Nullius. Western Sahara is illegally occupied by Morocco. Indigenous Sahrawis are denied their right to self-determination. France continues to veto United Nations human rights observation in Western Sahara. Sahrawi people are being killed by Israeli drones. Like to learn more? Become informed. Become an Australia Western Sahara Association member at awsa.org.au. Australian Western Sahara Association is a 3CR supporter.
All right. This is Rotations on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. Radical Radio. You're listening with me, Maisie, and my co-host Gracie. We're just spinning some local tracks, mostly from new local tracks. Yeah, all of them are pretty new.
It's a good pick so far. I really like your stuff. Love Daisy Picker.
Yeah, thank you. I was in a bit of a depressed mood putting the show together last night, so it's a little dark, but hopefully, I mean, the weather doesn't really match today, but hopefully it matches most people's moods.
It matches the weather of my soul.
Yeah. That's the perfect way to put it, I think, yeah. Yeah. In our last bracket, what did we hear? We heard Snowy Band up the top with their track Short Change coming from their newest album. Then we have Billy Cart with Advice for a Long and Superstitious Life, which is their newest single, released Jan 29. I was so happy to see this song had been released. They released a song maybe 3 years ago called Very Cool and Smart, and I loved that track at the time. And then we just got nothing, but I'm so happy. They have just, or are they just, yeah, they're about to release their debut album, so there should be a lot more coming.
So exciting.
Yeah, I think James from In Your Face had them on for a live in studio on Friday.
Ooh, yeah. I'll have to listen back to that.
Yeah, so yeah, you can definitely listen back on the website if you're interested in that one. It sounded pretty good. That single was called Advice for a Long and Superstitious Life. And it comes from their forthcoming debut album, which is going to be titled Greatest Hits. And will be released on the 5th, so not long to wait now. And they don't have any gigs coming up in Melbourne, but they do have one coming up in Geelong at the Barwon Club Hotel on the night of the release, so 5th of March, if you're in the area. After that, yeah, we had Daisy Picker. Such great instrumentation on that track.
Really a lot of originality, I think, from that,
band. Yeah. It's not, because they're not from Melbourne, I don't think. They're from Perth, maybe. I think I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I should have done more research, truly. But yeah, it's something we don't hear that much around Melbourne. A lot of this stuff isn't from Melbourne today. It's all, yeah, there's something happening, I think. Mm. A lot of innovation going on across the country at the moment, which is really exciting. Yeah, that track was Birthday/Funeral from their newest album, released late last year, called Mess Around. I only have a few more tracks here for you before I hand over to Gracie to select some exciting new tracks for you. I'm going to kick my last couple off with a track called Chlorine from a band confirmed from Perth. This band's called Glimmer. And this is their newest single. Yeah, so it's the 1st of March. I think I can still just about get away with playing singles and tracks from the end of last year, but possibly this is the last day. Hopefully there will be more coming soon from this band. This is Glimmer with Chlorine.
It's Rotations on 3CR 855 AM. And that was a track by an artist Maisie's going to tell you about, because I already forgot, even though you just told me.
Yeah, no, that was Hanny Day with her new track Bicycle, released on Jan 30. I'm kind of interested in this artist because I haven't heard any of her stuff before, but she's been releasing just hit singles every 2 years. She's released about three of them and they always go over massive. So I'm going to have to do some research, I think. Yeah, that was really fun one.
Really good one. And I love the mystery as well. I love releasing something that everybody loves and then just disappearing for like 2 years. That's
the move. Yeah.
Iconic. And I just wanted to jump on before I play my set. I've got a few tracks of local new releases, but some of them are do have explicit language. So I just wanted to put out a language warning for the next half hour of the show. After this show, Queering the Air is going to be on, so you can tune back in at 3 p.m. for that. But I'm going to start out with a brand new one from Cry Club, which has just come out with a new single called Monster of the Week. I think this is the last single that has been released ahead of their upcoming album, or maybe it's an EP. Either way, a local group that is absolutely smashing it, and I cannot stop listening to their songs. So I'm very excited for what's happening with them. I'm going to play you Monster of the Week, and yeah, stay tuned.
Designed to make you click. Controversy, the dog with new tricks. Isn't it enough to make you sick? Show them who we are, they call us sick. Monster of the week, they call us sick.
is more important than mine. Cause I've seen you all before, and it's such a fucking bore. And if you're really such a standout guy, so tell me why.
My name is Miss Kinnan. I'm a proud Yoda Yoda, Dja Dja Wrong, Kalkadin, and Yirrindali Aboriginal Sovereign Woman. And you're listening to 3CR, guys. Check in with your friends. Make sure you guys are going good. And also stick up for what's right, yeah? Free Palestine. You keep my man in the room.
Bitch gon' take my place. Really about that shit I say. Face painted on a cardboard base. Turn the hoe into a cold case. Be careful what you say. I'm cold praying on these bitches like a shine day. Tell them move over. I need my own space. Top of me, my queen, eating off the gold plates. Only chatting with the real. Never signing with the fake. You bitches pussy never laughing in my face. Left right, good night. Come with you in your place. Dirty dogs, nothing but some uncontrolled waste. Never concerned with what you earn. You a ugly bitch living off the minimum base. They either pay what I pitch or I don't play. I'm like a prophet. They gather in, they hear what I say. Royalty will never accept less. These bitches know their boss. That's why they will never put me to the test. Bitches gather in. One in their mouth. When it comes to the crunch, no bitch to be found. Bitches gathering, running their mouths. When it comes to the crunch, no bitch to be found. Never standing down to any bitch you wanna test. I'll put you on your back even when you're at your best. I'm the big dog, big boss, big bitch. Fucking with me, then you fucking with the big dog. Tell me what your life really cost. I don't cry when people die anymore. Too many gone, too many lost. Judge me all you want. You will never understand me and where it went wrong. Against all odds since the day that I was born. This industry is evil, but I'll never wear the horns. They try to cut you out if you don't be what they want. You wanna play this game full of snakes, know that you've been warned. That's the dance with the devil till the day you're gone. You wanna play this game that's full of snakes? Know that you've been warned. That's a dance with the devil till the day you're gone. Bitches gather in. Running their mouths. When it comes to the crunch, nowhere to be found. Bitches gather in. Running their mouths. When it comes to the crunch. No bitch to be found.
Running
That was Miss Genius with her brand newly released single called Gathering, I believe. And she's a First Nations woman out of, I believe, Western Australia, out of Perth, and has just released this single, which is pretty cool. And before the, I have it here, sorry, she's a Marawanga Noongar First Nations woman from regional Western Australia. And that was just released on the 25th. Of last month. I almost said this month, but we're in March now as of today.
Horrible, horrible news. I don't know how we got
here. It's the worst
so fast.
News I've heard in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
It's March.
Yeah.
Doesn't get worse than that.
No.
Before Miss Genius, who is very cool, I hadn't heard her music before just hearing that single, but I think she's got a couple things out.
Yeah, no, that was great. I hadn't heard it either, but yeah, I don't know what's happening in WA. I think I got to head out there ASAP. It seems like, yeah.
It's popping off.
Yeah, something's happening.
It's really happening.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, I feel like it's everywhere, but you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I've never heard of anything happening in Perth before. So I'm glad something is, and it seems really interesting and really innovative. Yeah.
Absolutely. We should take a field trip out there.
Yeah, I think
so. Go see some gigs. We heard from RUB, so a local NARM band who makes some really cool punk music, and they have just released a record, I believe. The track that we heard, I believe, was called Tell Me Why, and it's off of an album that has just come out, and they, I think, were touring that record, and I'm not sure of any, like, current gigs that they have coming up, but I think with the new release of this record, since I guess it was last week, I think that it came out, or a couple of weeks ago, the record is called Unaddressed Culture, and I believe that that's out on Bandcamp and some streaming, but I think they're not releasing it specifically on Spotify as a bit of a statement, which is kind of a cool thing. So you can catch them on Bandcamp, which is the best place to get music. And Cry Club as well. We heard their brand new single, Monster of the Week, which just dropped, I think, this last week or a couple days ago. And Cry Club are just doing really, like you were saying while we were listening to it, that it's kind of surprisingly melodic and groovy, even though it's definitely strongly within that sort of like punk rock.
Yeah, it's interesting. And there was like a lot going on that you could hear individually, which often gets lost in tracks like that. But yeah, I think the mixing was great.
Yeah, the mixing is great. The production is great. It's not just like a wall of sound is hitting you. It's like really intentional production, really good musicians,
definitely.
I think, in that band. Yeah. And I think they're friends of friends as well.
Okay.
They're local. And
yeah.
I missed out on meeting them once, I think at like a party or something that I was late to. And I was like, oh, Cry Club was there.
Yeah.
I could just go to one of their gigs.
Yeah.
I think they've also been on tour recently. With maybe supporting another band, and I'm hoping that with the new record that's coming out, that I think is going to have all of these other singles on it, Retaliate, High Voltage Anxiety, all of those that have come out previously are going to be on that record, which I eagerly anticipate because I think they're bloody great, and I really want to see them live because I bet they'd be really sweet live.
Yeah, lots of fun, I'd imagine.
Speaking of gigs, I want to play a song that you and I have heard very recently performed live by one and only The Robbies.
Yeah, Ken Vouch. Amazing band.
They're great. Yeah. They're a local trio here in NARM, and they just had a gig last week at the Old Bar, which Maisie and I went to go see. They were opening for someone. I can't remember the headliner.
Oh, God.
Because yeah. I was just there for the Robbies. I was locked in.
Yeah, we were a bit.
Their drummer, Sophie, is one of the hosts currently here on Music Matters on Friday, which is the show that Maisie and I met on. And she does a really good job on the show, and she does an even better job as a drummer. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she was really driving that band.
She really killed it.
It was,
and then
impressive.
She was a standout. Absolutely agree. Like,
Please
go see the Robbies live because they're making great music. And they're performing really great music. And I was having a little boogie to some of those songs. So I would like to play one of them for you now. And we'll be back right after that.
Thank you.
One of my local faves, Ruby Milner, with her band's single Bull Bar, which I listen to, I think, at least every single day, once a day. And when I'm not listening to it, it plays in my head.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same for me. It's pretty catchy.
It's very catchy.
I didn't realize, but it's playing in my head now.
Yeah, just kind of grooves there. And I think that we had Ruby Milner on the show a few months ago talking about the single and how that there's a really fun music video for the single if you haven't seen it. Highly recommend on YouTube. And there's a extended cut, apparently, of the footage from the music video that they're going to make an extended track to go along with.
Oh, nice.
And I'm waiting for it because I really want to see it. I love it. So that's Ruby Milner. And then before Ruby Milner, we heard from, who did I play before Ruby Milner? Somebody got, oh, the Robbies I played before Ruby Milner. And that was their track Buninyong, which it has just been released recently as well. It's just about time for Queering the Air, so I'm going to play you out with a band called Happy Machine, which is Haruka Satu of Zipper and Jordan Orbiznek from Cloud Ice Nine. They've just released a single together called Castle in the Fog as Happy Machine, and you can get it on Bandcamp if you like it. You've been listening to Rotations with Maisie and me, Gracie.
Yeah, it's been so nice to be back. I just want to say before we go, stop the war. I think it's pretty pertinent today. But yeah, hopefully you're all enjoying your days out there. Not too down. Hopefully we can help you through it. And it's been so nice just to be back with you in the studio, Gracie.
It's been really fun. It's been really good. Yeah, war is bad. Music is the medicine. So definitely. Stay tuned to Radical Radio on 3CR.